So the service today is about Thanksgiving, and it's a difficult topic to give a talk on. It won't be a long talk tonight, but I thought about the connection between Thanksgiving and grace. At first, there doesn't seem to be any connection at all between grace and Thanksgiving. But if we think about it in terms of gratitude, we can start to see a connection there, just in how similar the two words are. That they come from the same root word if you're looking at the etymology of it. You may or may not know, I grew up speaking Spanish at home, and the word for grace in Spanish is gracia. And the word for thanks in Spanish is gracias. So you can see the similarities there as well. And like I said, it comes across in English a bit in the word gratitude and in the word grateful. There's that connection with grace. Now, in theology, we know that grace is unmerited favour from God. In other words, grace is free. It's a gift. Our salvation is a free gift. It's something that God gives us. We see that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, a verse we all know very well. It says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift from God." Now, salvation is a gift from God. The fact that God saves us from hell when we die is a gift. Okay, it's something that we cannot earn, but God gives it to us freely because of his grace towards us. And we receive it by faith. We don't have to do anything except for believe that Jesus died for our sins, and in doing so we receive that salvation freely. Okay, we don't have to do any good works. We don't have to stop doing the bad things that we're doing. We don't have to do anything to earn it. Okay, it's a free gift. And it's the greatest gift that God has given to us, our salvation. And it's something that we ought to be thankful for every single day. Now, there are many other things that God has given us that we are thankful for, and we heard about them throughout the service today. You know, I thought about the fact that the Lord Jesus reminds us in Matthew 5 that God makes the sun rise on the good and on the evil, and he makes the rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. You know, we can't control the weather. We can't do anything, to earn, the sun rising. It just happens. It's a gift from God. And, that's something that we ought to be thankful for. In James 1:17, we read that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. It comes from God. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God. Now, sure, there are some bad things that happen to us in our lives, but every good thing that happens to us, that we have in life, comes from God. Every single one. That's what the Bible says. So everything that is good in our life is a gift from God. Our health is a gift, for example. It's something that we can't really control that much. We can try to do something, but really it's a gift from God. The fact that we're able to be here, we're healthy, and we're able to come to church. Just being able to work and to provide for our family is a gift. It's something that we need to be thankful for. Sometimes we complain about work, don't we? About going to work. It's a bit of a grind every day. Tomorrow's Monday. and we don't look forward to Mondays, but we should, because it's a gift being able to work and to provide for our family, to put food on the table. It's such a wonderful thing. And so we ought not to take it for granted. And we ought to give thanks to God for being able to work. Our families are definitely a gift from God. We heard many people say that tonight. We've got the new babies here that are crying and making noise. And that's great. I love to hear that in a church. You know, as a preacher, sometimes it can be a bit distracting, but I don't care. I'd rather hear babies crying than not. And, you know, we've got our kids. We have our loving husbands and wives. You know, we've got these wonderful gifts from God. And they are a gift. We sometimes forget that they are a gift from God. We take them for granted, but they really are a gift of God's grace. As some people said again today, having a church to come to tonight is a gift. It's a special thing that we need to give thanks for. You know, there's lots of people in our country and all over the world that don't have a church to go to. Or some people don't have a really a good church to go to as well. They have to go to some church and just make do. But we are blessed by having this church to come along to every Sunday, you know, during the week, whenever it's on. And we take it for granted too, don't we? We aren't thankful. We don't come. You know, we just take it for granted sometimes. But we ought to be thankful for our church. And there are many, many other things. You know, we could go on and on and on about the things that we have to be thankful for. The point is that God has given us these things because of his grace. He loves to give gifts to us. He loves it. And that's because we're his children. Well, we can understand that too as parents. You know, we love to give gifts to our children and see their smiling faces and how they enjoy those gifts. And so does God. He loves to give us these gifts that we've been talking about, you know, just the sun to rise, and every single day is a gift from God. And the proper response to the grace of God is gratitude. There's that connection between those two words. And that's, I think, why those two words, grace and gratitude, are so closely related. Sometimes it's a bit lost in translation, but we get the point. Whenever we encounter the grace of God, when we see the sun rise and the rain fall, when we have food on the table, a roof over our heads, a loving family, these are all gifts that God has given us. And, you know, we're reminded of this when we say grace at every meal. We're saying thank you to God for the food. But there's another function of grace that we sometimes forget. This morning in Sunday school, we were looking at the long-suffering or the patience of God. We looked at Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, which says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." I just want to focus on this for just a minute. The riches of his goodness here in Romans 2 is a reference to the grace of God, to all the gifts that he gives us every day. That's the things that we've been thankful for tonight. You know, the riches of his goodness, all those things that we sometimes take for granted are the riches of God's goodness. And sometimes, as the verse says, we can despise the riches of God's goodness to us by not being grateful, by just complaining about things and by not thanking God for his gifts. So when we're not thankful, we despise the grace of God. But those gifts that he gives us are there to drive us back to him when we go astray. And that's what the verse says. It says, we don't know, or we forget that the goodness of God leads us to repentance. That's what that verse says. Those gifts of his grace are there to drive us back to him when we forget. And this is something very important for us to understand. I used to think that whenever I sinned or did something wrong, that God would be there waiting, you know, to punish me for that sin. You live in this fear and guilt that, you know, I'm afraid to walk outside because, you know, God's going to make, you know, a tree to fall down and or a car to hit me or something bad to happen to me because of my sin. Okay, but That's not what God does at all. God does not operate this way towards his children. What I've found as I've grown older is that God uses his grace to lead to repentance. Sometimes it happens when, you know, we're just walking outside and we see the sunrise or something like that, something beautiful in creation, and we remember that it's a gift from God. Maybe it's when we're with our family and, you know, a child comes to hug us and we realise, oh, that child is a gift from God. And yet, I don't deserve that gift because I'm so sinful. And so that drives us back to God. I don't know if you've experienced that in that way, but it's an important realisation for us to have as Christians. And what I realise is that it actually cuts deeper than any chastening. It hurts, in a way, more the fact that God gives us these gifts freely than if he punished me for my sin as a Christian. Because, and this is a strange thing, just bear with me. If God punished me for my sin, each sin that I did, it would be like I was getting my just desserts. I'd be getting what I deserved and kind of paying off that sin, if you like. But grace doesn't work that way. Instead, God gives us the riches of his goodness. And then what should happen, what ought to happen, and what God wants for us to realise is that we've done the wrong thing. When we realise the gifts that God's given us, that ought to make us repent. Okay, the goodness of God which leadeth to repentance. That gratitude on realising that gift of God should lead us back to him. And, you know, that's why we sing songs like, you know, grace greater than our sin. It is. Grace is greater than our sin. We may not think it is, but it actually is. Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, this realization of the magnitude of the grace of God toward us, that gratitude towards God, so when we realize it, it leads us not just to repentance toward God, but it leads us away from sin. When we are grateful to God for his goodness, it makes us not want to sin anymore, doesn't it? Because why would we want to offend the God who's given us these wonderful gifts that we enjoy every single day? And that, brethren, is true repentance. That's what God wants us to realise. So when was the last time that we were truly thankful for the gifts of his grace and goodness? Are you grateful for the salvation that God has given us by his grace? Now, I trust that everyone here knows the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can say that they're grateful for his salvation. But if you're not, you need to know that Jesus died for your sins and that he wants to save you. Okay? He died for your sins personally, not just for sins generally, but for you in particular. And he wants you to know that tonight. You know, we are surrounded by the gifts of God, and yet we often take them for granted. So let us thank the Lord for his grace. Amen. Let's pray.